been calling it here for a while. The numbers are not working. The models are failing. And yet the governors, Republicans and Democrats, both trying to keep you locked down in your root cellar for as long as possible. And at some point, you just have to say, what's going on? Seriously, what's going on? The latest victim of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Bernie Sanders campaign. Bernie Sanders' campaign came to a screeching halt yesterday. No surprise here. Let's be honest. Bernie didn't want to be president anyway. He just wanted to be the old curmudgeon, kicking around, complaining, ruffled up. We're going to go. Medicare for all. Just a grumpy old communist. It's fine. Here's Bernie explaining his exodus from the race. Bite one. Go.
We are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible. So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful.
Ah, that's too bad. So there you have it. Bernie Sanders will never be president. He's 78 years old. He's going to retire in Moscow, apparently. So who is your presumptive nominee? Well, it's Joe Biden. Just 77 years old is Biden. He's going to make 2021 for the books. I'm betting that you should be stocking up on popcorn. Here's a glimpse of your Democratic front runner, Joe Biden, as he gears up for the general election. Bite number two. Go.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
There he is. Your front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination, Joe Biden, everybody. Joe Biden. Okay, so back to the pandemic, the models that continue to fail. Ohio apparently was able to mitigate the peak number of daily cases by imposing a lockdown after that fictional surge was supposed to happen on March the 22nd. Good for you, Ohio. Way to mitigate and backdate it. Really proud of Governor DeWine for pulling that off. Really incredible. Meanwhile, Michigan Senator Gary Peters says that those on the front line, the heroes, should get $13 an hour in raises right now for the whole year, in fact, $25,000 bonuses in effect for the heroes. He calls it the COVID-19 Heroes Fund. It's the latest pile of pandering from the Democrats. Let me tell you who's going to get paid. Healthcare professionals, whoever qualifies. Grocery store clerks and those stocking shelves at grocery stores. Home care workers, first responders, pharmacists, postal workers, other essential frontline workers who are dealing with the public during the nation's public health emergency. So if you had a job stocking shelves at the local grocery store, he wants to give you a $25,000 bonus. But if you were stocking shelves at the lumberyard down the street, yeah, nobody cares. You're not a hero. Let me explain something to you. This goes back to 9/11, and it's something that most people don't have the courage to say, but I'm going to say it for you. Everybody is not a hero. Sorry to burst your bubble. Everybody that's in the U.S. military, not a hero. A lot of heroes in the U.S. military, without question. Incredible people that would lay their lives down for you or for me. But everybody in the U.S. military a hero? I'm sorry to say, but it's just not true. And I'm also going to say that every grocery store clerk and pharmacist and physician's assistant and doctor out there working today, they're not all heroes. Nor do they deserve to get a $25,000 bonus while people's lives are being torn apart. While 20 million Americans, maybe more, are going to be unemployed, we should not be giving $25,000 bonus checks to our selected pet crew, to our teachers' pets. Come on. It's insane. It's wrong. How is one person a hero more than the guy that's working at the diner, right? That's still doing curbside service to try to keep his employees together, to try to keep his business alive that's been around for years. That guy's a hero. What about the immigrants that came here legally and started to work and rolled up their sleeves and they're doing landscaping just so they can get a better life for their family and they're here legally? Those people are heroes. What about the school teachers that are working overtime just to try to make sure their kids are educated, but they're doing it remotely? Those people are heroes. I find it highly insulting that Gary Peters would say, these people are heroes. The rest of you, eh, not so much. But we're going to give a pile of money to this group of people over here and call them heroes. Talk about creating division in the nation. We're in this together, Mr. Peters. Americans that are visiting their neighbors to make sure they're okay and not lonely, those people are heroes. People that are visiting the elderly because they have nobody to talk to and they live alone, those people are heroes. How dare you try to divide America by throwing cash at one group of people and ignoring the rest? Plenty of programs out there being put forth by the federal government already to try to help businesses and people that are unemployed. Don't try to single out and say, well, these people are heroes, and the rest of you, not so much. I find it off-putting, to say the least. I find it off-putting, and I find it inappropriate, but what would you expect? They're trying to buy votes, as many as they can. It's the Heroes Fund. Everybody's a hero. Does that mean the guy, don't take offense, the guy delivering weed curbside, he's on the front lines dealing with people? Does he get a $25,000 bonus while the construction worker sits home, unemployed, wondering if he can pay his mortgage? Think about it. 25 after, this is the No Panic Zone. Later on the program, Lara Logan will be here from 60 Minutes and a lot of other places. Don't miss it. Here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.